CLX Mobile, monitoring.
4EEE, good morning.
4EEE, N6CLX. That's a nice call, for, especially for CW.
Hi, my name's Jeff. I'm in the school line in Seneca, getting ready to head into work.
Here's Mike. I'm a long way past the school line, but I'm on my way to work.
I listen to the news, and sometimes I have enough of listening to the news and riding a quiet truck the rest of the way to work. But I'm glad I got the radio in here and at least working well.
I'm Seneca. I'm on my way from Greenville. Well, now I'm in Spartanburg County. I live in Greenville County and work in Spartanburg.
With this thing, I have hit Columbia from, I think it was in, I keep forgetting the name of that little town. I was in North Carolina.
Charlotte, huh?
Stay around Hendersonville.
Yeah, just kidding. Hendersonville, yep. Lady at work lives up there and drives down, up and down the hill all day.
The elevation, and everything was just right. Comes for you up there in Greenville area last night. We got rain and a few calls for power outages and maybe MVA, but that was about it.
W4FCM.
On in, N6CLX.
6CLX, morning. Name is Fred, traveler's rest. Little horse from the pilot, at least it's better. Small shower. KDN W4, Funk, Charlie Mike, and traveler's rest.
All I saw was my eyelids. It said we had some rain. It looked like we had rain, but I didn't hear anything.
It rained most of the night here and cleared pollen out. Driveway's yellow-green. but storm tonight, so enjoy a pretty day today, W4FCM. In just a second, guys. W4FCM. W4FCM.
As far as weather goes, last night, it was clear. It got cloudy for a little bit, and then it cleared up around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And then just rolled in, rolled on through, really.
I'm getting frustrated with the weather people. They talk about it's going to be the end of the world, and it turns out to be a beautiful day.
But let me know when you want your garden watered. I'll take a day off work. Because every time I take a day off work, it pours the whole day.
I'm taking days off to do an outdoor project, too.
Got outside to do. I mean, maybe, see, I'm afraid to take a day off and watch a movie, because then I'll lose power. Then that would really stink.
Well, if I see a black cloud over Seneca, I'm going to say, well, he's taking a day off.
Co-worker took a whole week off to go hunting. He didn't get one day in hunting. It was either really, really cold and rainy, or it was just really, really cold.
Do you want to go hunting, or you just want to be comfortable?
Good point, because I have seen fishermen out on the lake, and it's like cold, really, really cold. In fact, they fish on ice. I mean, I guess it depends upon how bad you want the fish.
My brother-in-law is like that. He'll go out. It doesn't matter. As long as he has a good possibility of bagging something, he's going to go hunting. But he sure comes home a lot with nothing but mud on his boots.
Joyce, nature walks armed.
He's all into that. Me, I just go to the grocery store.
I'm for hunting. With two kids and a house I need to work on and cars to maintain and other little projects, I just ain't got time for that.
Yep. Here, except minus the kids, they're all out causing their mom hell. But anyway, just having fun. I enjoy my time off, fiddle around with radios and mainly house honeydew projects.
Nano VNA with a type N connector, and that thing's been kind of interesting to look through for part of the hobby. I made a antenna out of a tape measure. Kids are looking at me all kinds of weird. I gotta finish that thing up so we can go do something with it this summer.
Cutting at the length, it's all right there on it for you.
This is true, but on the back side of the burner for that, everything is measured in meters and centimeters. And it was kind of difficult for me to find a metric tape measure. And then if you do the conversion, the increments are, you know, down into the 16ths and less. Them lines just distract you.
If you can get so accurate that you can cut an antenna to a hundredth of an inch or a thousandth of an inch and it makes a difference on the meter, you're awesome. And 6 CLX variety.
I still got to learn how to trim it. I'm at the beginning stages of it.
Learn is good enough. If you get it where it'll put out a signal, it's good enough.
My head around an SWR meter. Honestly, I run each one that I have, and I'm still scratching my head going, well, it sounds good, but looks like trash on this device.
Your SWR looks like heck, but it's putting out a signal?
Yeah, that one antenna I made, it looks good. Looks decent. I measured it and got it as accurate as I could. I went and looked at it on a SWR, and it's way off, real high. And I looked at it on the spectrum, and it does okay. It's roughly where I was aiming for. I need to trim it a little bit, but other than that, I mean, it receives real well, and well, I haven't tried checking into a net with it yet, but it's just a little work in progress.
Band you're on, but remember, an antenna's resonant at one and only one exact frequency, and so what you're looking for is something broadband. What will give you a clue is if you move up or down in frequency and what happens to the SWR, whether you're long or short.
There's tricks for that. I've also heard there's tricks for trimming it. Never trim too much. Can't add it back.
Depends on the type of antenna. If it's a dipole above ground, trimming it sometimes helps, but also changing the angle of the two dipole halves to each other, making it more of an inverted V. Raising it above ground more does a lot for an antenna.
My signal is right at the minute. I am like right next to a power station near a power line.
Hiding, no problem. Good signal and good audio.
Went into work and KO4EEE 73, I'll be clear because it is 8:01.
All right. Have a good day at work. KO4EEE N6CLX. I'm 5 away.
9W4FCM. FCM sign.